and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Hey, 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 welcome to Saturate. So glad to have you on the program today. Call somebody on the phone and tell them, hey, man, it's Saturate. You know what I'm talking about. And while you're calling people, why don't you call this radio station and tell them you appreciate them having Saturate on. Let me get to it. This is a song God gave me some time back. And I was thinking, can you imagine what it would have been like to have been Doubting Thomas? His name was Didymus as well. Doubting Didymus on that day when after the resurrection and everybody was in turmoil and chaos and the disciples were shut up in a room with the doors locked. Thomas plainly said, I will not believe until I see. He basically was saying, my will is to not believe until I can see it with my own eyes. And of course, you know how the story goes. Jesus entered in the midst immediately through the locked door. And right there's a sermon in and of itself. Jesus always wants to be in the midst of whatever you're going through, whatever turmoil you may be experiencing today, whatever doubt and unbelief Satan's been trying to heap up on you. Listen, get a vision of Jesus Christ today. I hope you get it in this message. I hope you get it in this song, too. It's called, I See Better Since I've Looked Through His Hands.
Hey, I see better since I've looked through his hands. I'm more equipped to do his will than to do the will of man. Nails left the marks, but love held the man. And I see better since I've looked through his hands. Now Jesus, our Savior, he died on the tree. Sometimes merely knowing this doesn't really help us see. The way Jesus cares for us and loves every man. But the vision will begin to come when you look through Jesus' hands. Now I see better since I've looked through his hands. And I'm more equipped to do his will than to do the will of man. Left the marks, but love held the man. And I see better since I've looked through his hands. Now spikes left an awesome hole in the palms of Jesus' hands. A hole so big it can see through and feel that it's his plan to show them both to everyone so we can plainly see price that only he can pay to set the captives free. Now Thomas, the disciple, he had doubt in his heart. And he couldn't see the plan of God, and he couldn't see his part. That down through the centuries would play on every man. But the Spirit opened up his eyes when he looked through Jesus' hands. And now I see better since I've looked through his hands. And I'm more equipped to do his will than to do the will of man. Nails left the marks, but love held the man. And I see better since I've looked through his hands.
Wow, thank God for that song. My goodness, listen, folks, it just kind of reminds me. There was old Doubting Thomas in the flesh, seeking after fleshly satisfaction. You know, I told you I was going to give you little snippets of who I am all along the way. I want you to know I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been one since 2006. Well, I was probably before then, but I just realized that I was an alcoholic in 2006. Now, I know. You can write me all you want to and say, oh, brother, there you go, claiming defeat for your life. No, I'm not. I'm not claiming defeat at all. You know, when you get saved, trust me, you're a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a body. And when you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, your spirit became just as pure, white as snow because of the blood of Jesus Christ. When He comes, no matter what stage of development or sanctification is the word that you're in, you are saved and you are fully sanctified on that day, and you will go to be with Him and be with Him for eternity. But folks, the Bible talks about we have to wash our mind. Joyce Myers wrote that book, The Battlefield of the Mind. Folks, your mind is not fully sanctified on the day you give your heart and soul to Jesus Christ. The Bible says you need to wash it. You need to cleanse it. How you do that? With His Word. You keep putting His Word in. The Bible says that, you know, the scripture that says there's not any temptation come to you that's not common unto man. But our weapons are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds and bringing down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity what? Every imagination. Folks, there's stuff going to come to your mind that you're going to need to use the Word of God to battle it. There's a war going on for your mind, and your mind is being washed every day. So there's a sanctification process, and trust me, the lowest on the totem pole there is your flesh. And I'm going to tell you, if you didn't already know, and I bet you do, your flesh is going to cause you some trouble until the day Jesus comes and we receive a glorified body. When I say the flesh, I'm not talking about your skin, but I'm talking about you living in your skin. Your senses have desires that Paul says we have to mortify these things on a daily basis. You've got to tell your flesh who's in control. See, for years, alcohol and drugs was in control of my life, and it was the reverse order. I was living body, mind, and spirit. My poor spirit man was starving to death. It was only when Jesus Christ came, saved me, and I learned to get the order straight, spirit, soul, and body, because that's the way it ought to work. You ought to have your spirit saved, ought to direct your soul to get washed every day, which ought to lead you into sanctification of your body. You know what the Bible says, milk. It talks about Paul was talking to them. He said, you know, there's some of you here that ought to be teachers by now, but you're still on the milk. He said, milk is for those who are unskilled in the word of righteousness. Now that's a sermon right there. You may not feel righteous. Some days I don't feel married, but I am. Ask my wife. But folks, let me tell you something right now. It says meat. It talks about milk and meat. But meat is for those who have had their senses exercised to know the difference between good and evil. Now, your senses, that belongs to your flesh. And there's going to come a time when you will get this thing wrangled under control if you do it the right way and listen to God and live in His Word and stay connected to Him, coming back on a daily basis. It's like that manna. You can't get enough today to last you a week. It'll get rotten on you. You need to come back again and again. And every time you do, he's gonna give to you. So with that all said, that takes me back to what I said to begin with. 2006, I learned that I was an alcoholic and I couldn't control it. It was out of control. And I did everything I knew to do. And it's a long story, as they usually all are with me. But, you know, there came a time when people say, oh, you know, you just claim that you're, you know, this and that. And I'm going to tell you what. I did that, went back and tried to drink again. And guess what? Got drunk again. I tried it over and over and over, and every time I would drink, I'd get drunk, and every time I'd get drunk, I'd lose control. Here's the thing. If I were to step out in front of a Mack truck going 60 miles an hour, it's going to mash me. It will do you the same way. Folks, if I go out and drink alcohol today, I don't care how saved I am, my body is going to react to alcohol the same way it always has. And if you've been struggling with addiction, I don't know why it went this way, folks, but I'm going to tell you right now, if you've been struggling with addiction, there's something you need to know. There's something that I learned that was very profound. I tried willpower. I tried it. You know, people say, just get your willpower. You know, you remember what Nancy Reagan said, just say no. I tried that. I said no a lot of times, end up drunk, and ask myself the question, how did I get here? And it ain't funny. And I'm not making light of what you may be going through, but I'll tell you this. This is something that I learned, and it works for me. I learned that I'm weak. I learned that I'm busted. I learned that I'm leaky. You know, I'm a leaking vessel. I'm leaking all the time. I need to be filled because I'm leaking, and there's nothing to do that's going to fix it except staying plugged in to Jesus. And he said in his word, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Now think about this. If you're trying to use your willpower, and you're strong, and you're being strong. Well, he doesn't need to exhibit any of his strength if you're strong, right? The only time his strength is made perfect is in your weakness. So just go ahead. I do this on a daily basis. I say, Lord, I'm weak. I'm busted. I'm broken. And I need you today. Just like I did yesterday, but yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. I only have today. And I come to the Lord like this every day. And I just say, look, I'm looking to you. I certainly can't look to me. I've tried all those fixes that everybody says work, all that stuff, and it didn't work. But what does work for me on a daily basis, I get a reprieve from that life of alcoholism by coming to Jesus and admitting on a daily basis, Lord, I'm broken, and I need you to save me today. Save me from alcoholism. I need sobriety. Sobriety is not just doing without drugs and alcohol, folks. Sobriety is in your mind. And if you want peace in your mind, and sobriety and a reprieve from whatever that addiction, whatever that problem is you're going through, come to Jesus and just admit the truth. I'm busted and I'm broken, and I can't fix myself, and I need a Savior. I believe the light just came on in somebody. Let's take a small break right here. I'll be right back.
SaturateNow.com. If you'll go to that website, you can get information about Crossroads Gospel Singers, where we're going to be. You can even book our group if you'd like. You can also get radio content for this Saturate program. You can even download music as well. The site is under construction, so keep coming back to see what changes have been made. If you desire to make a tax-deductible donation to the ministry, SaturateNow.com is the place to go. Thanks for your generous support of the ministry. God bless you.
Hey, SaturateNow.com, if you'd go there, man, we'd be so honored just to have you visit, see what's going on. Please keep coming back because it is under construction. We're changing things, adding new content as it goes, and also just leave us a comment there. Email us. Get in touch with us. Listen, let me tell you something. I can hear my mama saying already, don't tell it all now. But I have learned if I tattletale on Satan, it gets me over a lot of this stuff. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell it, folks. I've been a horrible drug addict. I was hooked on crack cocaine so bad, my wife had to kick me out. I lived on the streets for a certain length of time. This was after many, many years. I'm talking about after I turned 40 years old. I had been married since I was 19, had all of our kids, and it just got me. I had a reprieve for 18 years, and a disaster hit our family that I was not able to withstand, and my flesh screamed out. And I went back to that drug and alcohol lifestyle like I had 18 years before in those nightclubs. And it did me just as bad and even worse than it did when I left off. Folks, if that's you today, there is an answer. If you know what I'm talking about when I say the horror of drug addiction, you know what I'm talking about. There's an answer. His name is Jesus. You're going to have to see him on that cross with your drug addiction and your disease on him being roasted. That's why they roasted the sacrifice. He said, don't boil it. Don't water it down. Don't eat it raw. Roast it. Jesus Christ was roasted in the fire for everything that you are going through right now, especially any addiction, whatever it may be, drugs, alcohol, pornography of any kind. Take it to Jesus. Say this, Jesus, I need you. I'm lost and I need to be found. Please, sir, come into my heart. Be the Savior that I need in the name of Jesus. Folks, if you said that, he did it for you immediately. Thank God you did. We celebrate with you. Just keep coming back. We're so excited about you being on the program on a daily basis. So that being said, this same time tomorrow, this same place, come back and join us again on Saturate. Bye-bye.